It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Happy Wednesday to all of you. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. And yes, it is a little gray out there, but we are hoping to just bring some life into your life wherever you're at. Maybe you're driving to work, driving for work, or in the office, or at home hanging out. Happy spring break to everyone. And one of the things I like to do here on the Pensacola Expert Panel is shed some light on different organizations that are making moves in our communities. And we can all probably share a story or know somebody who can share a story with maybe somebody in their life that has been impacted by Alzheimer's. And so today I am very humbled and honored to be able to welcome to the show Katie Fehrenbrook and Zach Suggs. They are from the Alzheimer's Association, and I am super excited to welcome you guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Hey, thank you for having us.
Yes. Well, listen, I want to say, so Katie, you are the program manager for the Alzheimer's Association.
Correct. I cover all 10 counties of the central time zone of the Panhandle.
Oh, no way. That is a lot of work. So when it comes to being the program manager, what does that job entail for the association?
So the biggest part of my job in my area of the organization is really what we call care and support, right? And that really means that we're attempting to support all of those affected by Alzheimer's or any other type of dementia. And we do that in a number of different ways. We do that by providing education classes. Of course, right now during COVID, we are fully virtual. But prior to COVID and post-COVID, we will be back in person. So those look like education classes and a full range of topics from brain health to the 10 warning signs to communication strategies, right? How do I communicate better with my loved one whose communication is changing because of this disease? And then all the way through the late stages of this disease, what to expect, what to plan for. Also support groups. We have just a bunch of different options for family caregivers and people living with this disease. So my side of the world is just facilitating that care and support, making sure people know our resources. Our resources are no charge to the community. So trying to just get the word out there that, we have an informal motto that you're not alone, right? You don't have to do this alone. We are always here to help. So that's a little bit about my side of the world.
That's amazing. And that's a lot. There's a lot of work that goes into facilitating everything to help families who are navigating through something that, I mean, it's heart-wrenching when you hear stories or you meet a family. I have a friend in particular whose mom suffers from Alzheimer's. It's a lot on her heart. And having the Alzheimer's Association be able to help with the resources. Now, you mentioned something about support groups, and that's all going virtual for right now as well. Are there any local ones that are here in Northwest Florida, including Escambia and Santa Rosa County?
There are. So through the association, our support groups are statewide right now, and they are virtual. But there are other organizations that we work alongside with in Escambia, Santa Rosa, that are conducting some in-person groups right now. And I'm happy to help people with those finding those groups, certainly be willing to give my contact information whenever is appropriate if people are looking for those support groups. And then we also, too, at the association, we have a 24/7 helpline. So this phone number is available anytime, day or night, for people to call if they are looking for resources, if they just have a question, right? Maybe they're seeing some symptoms in a loved one and they're just not sure if that's normal or not normal, or when do I get concerned. Mm-hmm. Maybe they've been a caregiver for several years and they just need to talk it out, right? Maybe they just had a rough day and that weight of caregiving is wearing on them. Mm-hmm. There's a master's level counselor available 24 hours a day. There's a Spanish speaker 24 hours a day. And we have a language line, which will translate up to 200 languages. So that number, I'm going to say it now, and I'll probably say it again a few times, is 1-800-272-3900. And what's unique about this helpline is that not only is it a place for people to get help right now when they need it, middle of the night, it doesn't matter. We are all connected at the Alzheimer's Association. So you can call that helpline and say, you know what, I live in Pensacola and I heard this girl talking on the radio. I think her name was Katie. Any way you can put me in contact with her, I'm going to get a notification in my system that someone's trying to get a hold of me, and I'll reach out to that person. So from a local person to a local person. Wow. So I always like to tell people that they may be a little hesitant about an 800 number, but this is truly a very connected network of people, and we will get to you locally if that's what you're looking for.
That's amazing. That just shows you how much thought, effort, organization goes into the Alzheimer's Association being able to, I mean, it's kind of like you start at the top of the river and it disperses out down to all the places that need its water. And that's what you guys are doing. And I want to ask you, Katie, if you don't mind, what made you want to get involved in this organization?
So for me personally, I don't have a family connection to this disease. You know, a lot of staff and volunteers do. That's what drives them to this organization. I actually spent 12 years before coming to the association. I've been with the association for a little over 7 years now. But for the 12 years before that, I worked with adults with developmental disabilities, and that's where I thought I'd spend my career. And then life happens, and a big move across the country, and things, you know, change.
Yeah.
And I started looking for other organizations that worked similarly. I had a heart for going to work and feeling like the work I was doing was helping people.
Yeah.
And I landed at the Alzheimer's Association really not knowing anything about Alzheimer's, if I'm to be frank, and have spent the last 7 years being completely in awe of the caregivers and people living with dementia, and the journey that they're on and the courage that they're exhibiting. And it really is my honor to work for the Alzheimer's Association and to feel like I have a little part of helping people along this journey.
No, and I love that. I want to just say that real quick. You know, it's different when you go to a job every day, and a lot of people find fulfillment in it. Some people, they're just not programmed that way. So when they go to work, they really want to know that what they're doing is going to make an impact on others. And I can totally relate to you in that. And I know Zach, who we're going to chat with you, Zach, I didn't forget about you. You just wait. But, you know, I met Zach through friends in the nonprofit I work in. And like, I didn't know a lot 7-8 years ago when I started in this. We don't know everything. But once you like hear about it and you know, hey, I can help somebody and I can go to work and know that when I leave, I've made an encouraging and positive impact on the lives of others, there's just something satisfying about that. So I really admire that, Katie, in you, and appreciate everything that you're doing with the Alzheimer's Association. We are going to take a quick break. We have more with Katie and Zach from the Alzheimer's Association when we come back.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. If you're in the market for a pre-owned car or truck, there's only one place in Pensacola I recommend. My friends at Frontier Motors. I love that these guys still do business the old-fashioned way. No pushy salespeople, no fake sale prices, no hidden fees, and no haggling. If you don't love one of the 300-plus cars in their inventory, they'll go above and beyond to track down the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Frontier also offers free appraisals, free Carfax reports, and free advice on buying and selling a vehicle. And if you're ready to get rid of debt and sell the car, take your vehicle to Frontier, and they'll get you a bid in writing in 15 minutes. Folks, there's only one place to call when you're buying or selling a car: Frontier Motors. Check them out at FrontierMotorsInc.com. That's FrontierMotorsInc.com. And remember to tell them Dave sent you.
This is Steve Gerlach with Emeco's Coins. For over 17 years, we've been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, platinum coins, bullion, scrap jewelry, diamonds, and currency. Don't send money out of town to someone you never met. Trust a company that is locally veteran-owned and operated. Get more information about us on Thursday mornings on Pensacola Extra Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find a great selection of specialty and exotic meats. From choice Wagyu, competition-grade briskets, pork, and the seasonings to go with it, all cut to order. From fine wine to cheese and desserts, yes, delicious fresh cannolis to order. And Costello's has Boar's Head lunch sandwiches from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Stop in today for one of the area's best butcher shop meats and top deli items. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on the west side of Pensacola.
Almost 16,000 people follow us on Facebook for breaking news, weather, and traffic. No more wherever you are, because you like Pensacola's local news talk station. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is where you find the best lifestyle talk every weekend. Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan, Gardening with Mike Wiggins, Car Talk on the Drive, Local Entertainment News with Julio Diaz, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Jenna Barr, and this morning we are chatting with Katie and Zach from the Alzheimer's Association, and I want to just jump right back into it because we have more to cover. So Zach, why don't you tell us, I asked you to, I don't want to butcher your name, Zach Suggs, and you are the development manager for the Florida Panhandle. What is that? What does that role entail for you?
Absolutely. So I'm happy to say you got my last name right, so no worries there. My role is really working with Katie, who you just heard speaking, to be her partner in crime to raise funds for our mission. Now, our mission for the Alzheimer's Association is to lead the way to end Alzheimer's and all other dementia. Mm-hmm. And we do that through a couple different things: accelerating global research, driving risk reduction and early detection, and maximizing quality care and support. So that's a little bit about our organization, and I can touch on one of the pillars.
Yes.
Aside from care and support that we're working for through the Alzheimer's Association, we truly do a lot with advocacy efforts.
Okay.
What those advocacy efforts look like is organizing volunteers to talk with our local and state representatives, really just making sure that the need for Alzheimer's care, education, and research is being heard at every level of government. We have an organization that we work with. It's a sister organization to the Alzheimer's Association, called Alzheimer's Impact Movement, or AIM. And really, they are the ones that are assembling and training this wonderful nationwide network of advocates whose voices are just so critical in engaging elected officials. Through those efforts and the wonderful volunteers that we not only have here in Pensacola, but nationwide, we've passed some pretty landmark legislation, an example of that being the National Alzheimer's Project Act, which mandated the creation of a national plan to fight Alzheimer's and really coordinates efforts towards its first goal to prevent and effectively treat the disease by 2025. Huge thing.
That's
Alzheimer's
amazing.
Disease is in the top 10 leading causes of death. And unfortunately, right now, it is the only one that can't be prevented, cured, or slowed. It affects about 5.8 million people nationwide, and about 580,000 Floridians here are affected by Alzheimer's disease.
Wow, that's a big number. And I mean, that's an eye-opener too. And like you said, there hasn't been a treatment found to really help. And so having the support alongside and the advocacy alongside of, you know, raising funds for research and the cause and cure is amazing. And so, you know, I do want to talk about, on top of advocacy and research and how you're also pretty much lobbying for all of the patients' futures and for their families' futures as well. People who are, and I want to call them almost like victimized by this horrific disease, which if you've ever encountered somebody with it, it breaks your heart, because there's not much you can do for them except for help make them comfortable. And so I want to talk to you about you know, getting the opportunity for, I believe you guys have opportunities for direct care professionals, and maybe Katie, you can jump in more with that.
Yeah, I would love to do that. So, you know, part of the work that we do at the association, as Zach touched on it, is to impact the care that people with Alzheimer's or other dementias are receiving out in the community. And so that means not only do we work with the medical community and health systems to try to increase awareness and the ability to diagnose people early and accurately, but also once we already have the disease and we're receiving care in the community from home health providers, from an assisted living community, whatever it may be, we also want to make sure that they have the tools that they need to be effective at their job. And so right now, the Alzheimer's Association, in partnership with the Department of Elder Affairs in Florida, has the opportunity to offer a three-hour training, dementia care training, to professional direct care workers at no charge. And this is a limited opportunity. We have only so many available, but this training is going to give those direct care workers, so we're talking about CNAs, nurses, social workers, people that are actually interacting on a professional level with people living with dementia. That's who this is targeted towards. And we want to offer them this opportunity for no charge. And so if anyone is interested in that and can hear my voice right now, I'm going to give you my direct phone number. It's 850-696-0814. So if you are a direct care worker or you work with direct care workers and you may be interested in having this for your staff, please give me a call so that we can get you plugged in, because this is an opportunity that is happening nowhere else in the country. Florida is the first. And they're looking to us as, they just told us yesterday, as guinea pigs. So they're looking to Florida to see, how does this work and can we make this work across the country? So we want to show them that Florida is proud and Florida wants to do their work really well. And so we're offering this right now at no charge. So please reach out if you fall into that professional direct care category.
That's
so we can
amazing.
Get you plugged in.
That is so awesome. I love that you have that resource and are helping people continue to grow in their professional care as they go in and out of homes, or if they're maybe at home taking care of somebody too. So I really appreciate that. We have more before we wrap up. We'll be right back after these messages.
Business owners, when I say digital marketing, what comes to mind? Are you instantly overwhelmed? Don't be. Hey, I'm Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director for ADX Digital, and I totally get the overwhelm, but I'm here to help. It's easy to get overwhelmed as a business owner. You're constantly pulled in every direction. When it comes to marketing, you need somebody you can trust. A partner, one that's here locally, that knows your business, knows your market, and knows how to create successful marketing campaigns that drive traffic and produce results. Your marketing partnership begins here. Make today the last day you feel overwhelmed. ADX Digital is proud to be a sister company to your local favorite radio stations, including Cat Country, News Radio, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. At ADX Digital, we'll work with you and your team to create a customized digital marketing partnership tailored exactly to your business to achieve your goals. Don't waste another day. Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
At Gulf Breeze News, they get it. They know you want to know what's happening in your community, whether that means investigative reporting, area events, or op-eds from your fellow breezers. The Gulf Breeze News truly is your community newspaper. Call 932-8986 and subscribe today. You can read online if you prefer to use your iPad or computer, or get your freshly printed newspaper delivered right to your mailbox. From city to county, politics to sports, subscribe now at GulfBreezeNews.com.
Starting route. Your destination is 0.1 miles away.
If you drive
in
less than
500 feet, turn left. You have arrived at your destination.
If you drive less than 25 miles a day, you could be paying less every day with pay-per-mile car insurance from Allstate. You get the same reliable coverage and hands-on expertise you'd expect from Allstate, but now at a price that's tailored to the miles you drive.
Call your local Allstate agent and start paying what's right for you. Pricing varies based on how you buy, driving behaviors, and includes a daily rate, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Not applicable in California. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna, and we've been chatting this morning with Katie Farrenbrook from the Alzheimer's Association. She is the program manager, and she wants to help you get involved. So, Katie, before we wrap up this morning, I want you to just tap on real quick the walk, the annual walk, how we're going to try to make that happen, right, and all the numbers that we need to know.
Yep, I'm actually going to pass it to Zach. Zach is in charge of the walk, so I'll let him take that honor.
Yes.
Absolutely. So we do have a Walk to End Alzheimer's event here in Pensacola. The Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is the largest fundraiser for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. It's an inspiring event that calls on participants of all ages and abilities to join us in the fight against Alzheimer's disease. While there is no fee to register for our Walk to End Alzheimer's, all participants are encouraged to help us raise critical funds that allow us to provide that care and support, advance research, and all the things that we've talked about today. Registration is online and free at alz.org/walk. And ultimately, for anyone who has questions about anything we've talked about today, they can reach us at 800-272-3900. just say that you're in Pensacola and you're looking to get in touch with Zach and Katie.